Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, through his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our sermon text is the Old Testament lesson from Isaiah 63, especially these words, "In all their affliction, he was afflicted. Then he remembered the days of old of Moses and his people, when he brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock." Have you ever thought about how you became a Christian? Around World War II, my mother was living up in Shawano. She had a girlfriend who had moved to Milwaukee and started a drapery business there. Her girlfriend said that Mom ought to come down to Milwaukee because there were a lot of jobs available at that time. Mom moved to Milwaukee and found the job at a munitions factory. She inspected those little gyroscopes that went into Navy torpedoes so that they would go straight through the water and hit the target. Dad was living in Cincinnati. He volunteered to go into the Army so that his brother would not have to serve. Eventually, Uncle Elmer did go into the Army also. Dad served in the South Pacific Ocean area of combat. Toward the end of the war, instead of discharging him, the Army sent him to Milwaukee to work at the Armor Meat Factory there. Since Dad had worked as a butcher, his job was to inspect the meat that went into the sea rations for the troops. Mom and Dad got married, or Mom and Dad met in Milwaukee, got married, had me, and then moved to Cincinnati where Dad was born. Because Mom was a better Lutheran than Dad was a Roman Catholic, I was raised Lutheran. After I was confirmed, however, Dad also became a Lutheran. His sister said that he was always a better Lutheran than he had ever been a Roman Catholic. What brought Mom and Dad together was the war. Without the suffering of the war, Mom would have stayed in Shawano and Dad would have stayed in Cincinnati. The evil circumstances of the time brought them together, and I was born. God is able to use the evil things in life in order to accomplish his own purposes. All three of our lessons today, to some extent, deal with time, remembering, and suffering. On this first Sunday of Christmas, the main story is the story of Jesus, the baby, and his flight to Egypt. The flight to Egypt came about because it was not the right time for Jesus to die. God needed Jesus to die some 33 years later out in public so that the whole world could see him rather than die unnoticed as just another innocent baby in a slaughter at Bethlehem because of King Herod. We Lutherans say that God is a God of history. Our God gets involved in the lives of people down here on earth. God wants us to believe that he is especially concerned about the lives of us Christians. From today's lessons, we can see how God was involved in the lives of the Jews and of Jesus. God wants us especially to remember how he took care of Jesus so that Jesus was able to take care of our eternal salvation. Our God is the God of history who watches out over us. Our epistle lesson says, "When the time was right, God sent forth his son, born of a woman." The time was right because the Romans were in charge, and the Romans punished their criminals by hanging them on a cross. When the children of Israel were slaves in Egypt, that would not have been a good time for Jesus to have been born. When the Jews were in exile in Babylon, that would not have been a good time for Jesus to have been born. When Alexander the Great came and conquered Israel and the Greeks ruled over Judea, that would not have been the right time for Jesus to have been born. Jesus was born when the Romans were in charge. It would also not have been good if Israel had been a free nation at that time, because the Jews punished criminals by stoning them to death. Jesus needed to be born when Rome was in charge so that all the world could see Jesus die on a cross. The death of Jesus on the cross showed the whole world just how much God loved us, that God himself would die for us in our place so that we would be able to live eternally. The time was right because the Jews had lost the war to the Romans. It was the right time for Jesus to go to Egypt because it was not the right time for Jesus to die. There in Egypt, Jesus would be safe until King Herod died and was no longer a threat to Jesus. Herod had waged war against God because he did not want the Old Testament prophecies of a new king to become true. The God of history made sure that Jesus died at the right time. At the time when Isaiah was the prophet and made this prophecy, Judah was not in war. However, the northern kingdom of Israel no longer existed. Assyria had sent the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom of Israel into exile, never to be seen again. Isaiah warned Judah that the same thing would happen to them if they did not turn from their evil ways. They needed to trust in the true God rather than worshiping false gods. They needed to obey the commandments that God had given them through Moses. The time was coming when Judah would have to learn a miserable lesson that abandoning the true God has consequences. However, because God had promised the Jews that a Savior would come from King David's heritage, God would not allow Judah to suffer the same fate that Israel had suffered and disappear from history. War, disaster, and displacement would come upon Judah, but Judah itself would not die. God would keep his promises and rescue Judah from Babylon after it had learned its lesson. After the exile and they returned, Judah did learn its lesson. The Jews did a far better job of trusting in the true God. One of the ways that God wanted the Jews to have confidence that he would indeed rescue and restore them was to have them remember their history. God wanted them to remember that God had rescued them from Egypt. When we remember something, we make it real in our minds. The more we remember something, the more we believe that it is true. With regard to God, the more we remember what God has done for us, the stronger our faith in God becomes. That is why God has blessed us with the Bible. God inspired the Old Testament people to write down the events of their time and the words of their prophets, so that future generations would have an accurate picture of God's involvement in the lives of people. God wanted them to see that God is a God of history. God also wanted the people to see that God is a God who knows the future and who is able to work around the evil that we humans do produce. We see this in the gospel lesson for today. God foresaw that the evil King Herod had what he had in mind. Therefore, God sent an angel to Joseph with very specific instructions. Joseph was to leave right now and take the baby to Egypt. There were other nations near Judea where Joseph could have taken the child safely, but God wanted St. Matthew to write in his gospel, "This all happened so that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt I called my son." Throughout his entire gospel, St. Matthew reminds his Jewish readers that Jesus is the fulfillment of what the God of history had in mind when he rescued and saved the Jewish nation from in the past. We also see this in the two disciples that Jesus met on the road to Emmaus after he had risen from the dead. Jesus opened their minds so that they could see that everything that had been written in the Old Testament was written with Jesus in mind. We come to church so that we remember time after time all that Jesus has done for us. Remembering is why Jesus added the words to the words of institution in the Lord's Supper, "Do this in remembrance of me." The more we remember Jesus, the stronger our faith in Jesus will become. In Isaiah's day, God wanted the Jews in exile to remember how he had saved the children of Israel, so that the Jews in exile would have confidence that God could also save them from their impending exile in Babylon. God wants us to remember how God saved Jesus from death as a baby so that Jesus could die at the right time and save us from eternal death. Remembering strengthens our faith. The third aspect in our sermon text today is affliction. God allows affliction to continue to exist in our world. God does allow us to pray to him that in his mercy he would grant us relief from our affliction. But such relief is only temporary. We will all die eventually. This is what Martin Luther described as God's opus alienum, God's alien work. It is contrary to God's true nature that he lets us suffer. God's true nature is that he loves us and wants us to live forever. God's true nature God made possible when Jesus died our eternal death for us in hell. We who believe in Jesus will live forever. But as long as we live here in this world, we will suffer. We will suffer because God is a just God who punishes sin. The wages of sin is death. As long as we live in a world of suffering. God allows affliction so that we humans see and acknowledge the reality of sin. Because we sin, we suffer and die. God takes sin seriously. God also wants us to take sin seriously. God took sin so seriously that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross. The fact that God himself would die on the cross should show the whole world that there is something wrong with the world. What is wrong is that we are all sinners. Fortunately, the cross also shows the love of God for us. Every time we see the cross, we are reminded that it is our sin that put Jesus on the cross. But the cross also reminds us that we are forgiven sinners who shall live forever. In the meantime, we live in a world of affliction. With regard to the affliction that the Jews were about to be suffering after they had gone into exile, Isaiah said of God, "In all their affliction, he was afflicted." In the words of a former president, "God feels our pain." It is a bit ironic that the God of justice who allows affliction to come into our lives also feels our affliction with us. But when we remember that who our God is, a God of love, we will be comforted knowing that God is watching out for us all the time. Our God is a God of history, a God of time, a God of remembrance, and a God of affliction. God rescued the Jews because it was not the right time for them to disappear from the pages of history. God rescued Jesus because it was not the right time for Jesus to die. We live in a world of affliction, some of it our fault, some of it the fault of the affliction of the evil that exists in the world, and some of it the hate that the world has for Jesus and we, his followers. But be assured that God is able to use even the afflictions of life to bring good out of evil, and because we know the true nature of God. We know that God does indeed love us through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds centered on Christ Jesus. Amen.